This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's public universities are making changes after lawmakers approved another round of cuts in tuition freezes for the UW system last year. Declining enrollment, debt, and a lack of reserve funds at UW-Superior has left the campus unable to absorb the cuts. As Danielle Kading reports, fewer dollars on campus means fewer programs and faculty for students.
Caleb Schmidt tried out a few UW schools before settling on somewhere close to home. The junior is studying Broadfield Social Studies at UW-Superior.
Because I want to be a teacher for some reason. Probably over half of the people who are influential in my own life are teachers, so I feel like if I can give that back to someone else, that'd be great.
Schmidt is taking a break from classes in the school's new student center. It's one of two building projects that contributed to the university's looming $4.5 million shortfall 2 years back. He's aware of cuts on campus, but he says UW-Superior's ongoing financial challenges aren't really on his radar.
Blissfully ignorant.
That may be, but Broadfield Social Studies is one of 16 programs that remain under review due to low enrollment. Declining enrollment, state aid cuts, and tuition freezes prompted the university to begin reviewing all programs in 2013. So far, UWS has suspended 20 programs and cut dozens of faculty and staff. Now the campus must absorb its share of $250 million the legislature cut from state funding for higher ed.
Our cut was around $850,000, just a little bit over that amount.
That's UWS Chancellor Renee Wachter. UW-Superior officials say the cuts made on campus already trimmed the deficit roughly in half, from $4.5 million to $2 million. Wachter says there are no plans to cut more positions or programs for now.
If things would have been cut, they would have been cut during this last round. We sort of formally said that program prioritization is over, but there are programs that still have to execute the plans that they have put in place.
That means Broadfield Social Studies and the 15 other programs still under review are working through plans to prevent future cuts. Theater professor Kathy Fank says she's working on bringing business courses into the theater major to attract more students.
All I know is that I need to attract as many students as I possibly can to my program area.
Otherwise, Fank says the program may see its final curtain call.
And the last two measures.
Students are rehearsing 60s songs for this spring's musical in the university's theater. Stage manager and freshman Nicole Schlescherbecht hasn't decided what she wants to major in yet, but she says the program played a big role in her decision to go to UWS.
It was something that I was really interested in. I wasn't going to go from being completely immersed in theater in high school to nothing.
But Fank says state aid cuts are chipping away at what UWS can offer.
That's why we don't have as many teachers in any area as we have. It all comes back to the money. One way or another, it's going to come back to the money. Or what drives the money, which is the students.
Hazelhurst Republican Tom Tiffany sat on the budget's Joint Finance Committee last year. Tiffany says challenges may exist, but he believes there's fat to be shaved from UW system.
As long as we maintain that instructional time, I think these are very good changes. And I think our UW system is going to be able to meet the challenges of the 21st century.
As UWS adjusts, Chancellor Renee Wachter says they're focusing on growing and keeping the students they have. For students like Schmidt and Schlescherbecht, that could depend on whether the people or programs they love are here to stay. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.